It's a cross-generational thing, which with the Backstreet Boys coming to Cincinnati, and the Backstreet Boys, of course, have a very local interest here in Central Kentucky because two of the members are from Central Kentucky. You've got Brian Littrell, who is from Lexington, and Kevin Richardson, who is from Estill County. This is actually the first time that the whole lineup is back together again since 2006. But of course, as you said, back in the late 90s and early 00s, they were the teen heartthrobs of the moment, along with NSYNC, which was sort of their boy band rival. And with that perspective, we kind of tried talking across the generations to former boy band fans about, you know, what they think of these acts that they used to follow, be they the Beatles or the Monkees or Duran Duran or the Backstreet Boys, and talking to them about what the appeal was in retrospect and how they're feeling about them nowadays.
Well, what did you find out?
Well, it's interesting. I think, you know, one of the themes that kind of recurred in a number of conversations was that for, you know, a lot of these people, this was kind of a first love, so to speak, and a real safe infatuation. It was with a person who was, you know, kind of idealized out there that you were never going to actually encounter, you know, face to face and have an actual relationship with, but that it was, you know, an interesting way to kind of, you know, pursue that sort of first infatuation before, you know, dealing with actual real live human beings. And there also is the appeal of the music. You know, a lot of the music that it really comes out of the genre is very simple, plain spoken, melodic music that is highly appealing. But the other thing I thought was interesting was, you know, there is kind of the requisite boy band type, the sort of manufactured act, but then there are acts like the Beatles or Duran Duran that maybe were a little bit more substantial than that, that also found a way to have that sort of appeal.
You know, talking about young men, there's a one-man show in Lexington this weekend. It's titled Black and 25 in America.
This is by Jeremy Gillette, who people who are following really primarily college theater in the area in the last decade or so probably have gotten to see him a number of times in productions like UK presented Carlisle Brown's The African Company presents Richard III, which he had a huge role in, and several other productions. In fact, he was in Summerfest production of Richard III a few years later. But Jeremy wrote as part of his study at UK this show called Black and 25 in America about 3 years ago. And the really interesting thing about this, I mean, it's an interesting show in its own right, but it's kind of the time that it's being presented here because it talks about issues like stereotyping and prejudices and presumptions, which we, of course, have been talking about quite a bit in the wake of the George Zimmerman trial for the murder of Trayvon Martin, and sort of what kind of presumptions and prejudices might have been at work in the situation that ultimately led to Martin's death. And talking to Jeremy about it, you know, he makes the point that these are issues that have really been going on for years and decades, and they've just been brought to the surface this summer with this particular case.
And finally, a new show this weekend opens at the Healy Whitney Museum, and it's more than just a new show. I guess it represents a new way of thinking at that Lexington venue.
It is. They're really trying to take an approach of focusing on local artists and talent and really giving them a big highlight in the form of an exhibit that is up for months and is multifaceted. And the person that is being highlighted this time around is Helene Steen, who she told me the pronunciation of her name in her native Swedish, and it's still a little bit for me to get my tongue around, but she is well known for her works, which are primarily on wood and very highly textured, impressionistic work. And this exhibit is called Aegean Echoes, and it is reflective of her Greek home that looks out on the Aegean Sea, and sort of the inspiration she has derived from that over the years. And it includes a sound installation, too, to go along with it, that is very, very oceanic and cerulean, and really does accompany the exhibit well.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.